From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If you think the real estate market in this country is out of control, here's some advice. Don't move to China. Prices there are rising so fast the government has taken action, raising interest rates on home loans to cool things off. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Shanghai.
Liu Xuncan is a happy man. The general manager of a new luxury housing development in the west of Shanghai is so busy welcoming potential buyers to his showroom that he hardly has time for other visitors. The large Western-style houses are selling like hotcakes. The whole property market in Shanghai is very hot, he says, but especially high-end gated communities like this one. Prices here have tripled in 2 years, and it will double again at least within the next 2 years. It's not just the Chinese who are buying. Restrictions on foreigners buying real estate in Shanghai have been lifted, and many investors from Taiwan, Hong Kong, and around the region have piled into the market, with its combination of shiny new apartments and houses and beautiful old colonial mansions in the city's former French concession district. And it's not just people on the top end who are buying.
Sitting in a smoky restaurant just round the corner from the luxury compound, factory manager Yu Jiang discusses the tiny apartment he bought with his wife for less than $30,000. Yu came to Shanghai as a migrant worker 10 years ago and worked his way up.
We wanted to buy an apartment to get a Shanghai residence permit for our child, he says. Then he can study here in Shanghai more easily, and the apartment gives us and him a base for the future. Whether it's buy to live in or buy to rent, property consultant Sam Crispin, who's lived here since 1994, says never mind the booming US or UK markets, the Shanghai property market is developing even faster than the post-war property boom in the West.
We're in the most amazing real estate boom the world has ever seen. In global terms, what we're seeing in Shanghai is the equivalent to the 50 years it took for the United Kingdom to achieve. It took 25 years for the United States to achieve, 10 years for Japan to achieve, is being compressed into 5 years in Shanghai. And we're just at the start.
Crispin says he's now receiving inquiries from investors in New York and Los Angeles. The market is so hot that the government is trying to cool it off, afraid that the bubble could burst. The Shanghai government knows all about bubbles because one of the reasons the property market is so hot is that the stock market, where everyone used to put their money in the 1990s, has all but collapsed. At one of Shanghai's small stock trading floors where ordinary investors gather to buy and sell, there's a lot of anger about that. I invested all my family's savings in the stock market, says this man, who doesn't want to give his name. Tens of thousands of dollars, he laments. It's all disappeared, and there's no hope of the stock market rising again, he says. He may be right. The 90s stock market was based on the government overselling shares in generally badly run state firms, believing that investors with few alternatives would buy them. They did, but the market was hopelessly overvalued, and for 4 years now, stocks have been in free fall. 48-year-old Wu Hongda is sitting in the taxi he drives, listening to a program that goes out daily on local radio, discussing what to do about the local stock market. Everyone's wondering about it, says Wu. I want to buy an apartment, he says, but I can't afford it. Everyone's speculating on real estate, so the prices are just going up and up. If they revive the stock market, people will put their money there, he says, and housing prices will fall. That may be wishful thinking, but the government knows it has to do something to cool the property market. There are already many angry losers from the stock market collapse, and the Communist Party, whose legitimacy is now solely economic, can't afford any more angry middle-class people from the bursting of a property bubble. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.